K-State Nation, 5 more Saturdays until K-State takes the field in Dublin, Ireland. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. My name is Eddie Greer, third host of this podcast, K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports out there west Manhattan, Kansas. Thank you for tuning in to this Saturday episode of this podcast. I'm recording following a kind of a active Saturday morning. It's the first time with this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Staying on football. Yes, 5 more Saturdays until K-State takes the field, cross the waters in Ireland, take it on Iowa State, Farmageddon 2025. So, you know, we all know what's going down. First Big 12 game right off the bat for K-State. And a couple weeks ago, Big 12 Media Days, if you have not listened to the Jaron Tibbs episode, I probably should go back and listen to that episode as well. He was one of, I'd probably say, if I were to categorize it, 3 K-State players that popped up properly between these podcasts, right? You have, of course, Pro Project Podcast, you have Go Power Cat, you have 3 Mall, you have Exit 313. I'm pretty sure there's another one out there as well. I know there's shameless plugs, but part of the K-State family and podcast, right? So you have that going on, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Ryan Davis. This was the other guy. That name was very popular among the captains of K-State, whether that's Avery Johnson saying it, Des Purnell, Cody Sufflebean, you know, or even head coach Chris Klieman himself doing that. Let's take a little refresher on Ryan Davis, the Mortar Man. We saw him a little bit last year. Again, he's going to be part of that deep defensive line. I'm going to be interested to see how this is all going to shake out when it's all said and done, obviously. And we have seen, I've seen our share of very good, talented defensive linemen has come through Kansas State. And looks like this is going to be another one. And I've said Ryan Davis a couple of times anyways on this podcast. There, he's part of that class, Avery Johnson and company. And again, if you're new to this podcast, feel free to go back and listen to past episodes there. We've got content for you every single day. Excuse me, every single day, including the weekends as well. This will come out tonight. I'm recording this again just before a quarter after 10 a.m. So this will come out January in prime time. Continues on this podcast. But when the calendar year turns August here in a couple of weeks, or I should say in a week and a half, going back to the normal schedule, including posting episodes 80% twice a week. So again, we're going to get things really start wrapping up across fall sports, across K-State Nation there as well. But Ryan Davis last year, he was part of rotation. 11 games, 7 tackles, 2.5 sacks in a breakup, and a total of 141 snaps last year. And probably get some more of that this year, I would assume, because the way that his teammates are, teammates are talking about him so far, coming out of the media days and so forth, and of course, setting career highs in tackles, 3, 1.5 sacks, and 1.5, wait, hang on a second, 1.5 tackles for loss, and 1.5 sacks against Cincinnati last year, his career highs, and I think he's going to achieve more than that in a game this year. And of course, that adds a sack against a huge, that big game against Colorado, which K-State came behind and won that game there as well. And come up with a little bit of momentum, 26 even the snaps against Rutgers, again, in a come behind. So you get what I'm saying? So we're catching a theme here. Again, from last year, K-State had to come behind multiple times last year, and you couldn't do it without guys like a Ryan Davis, Avicii Payne, a Arsenal man, a Des Purnell, things like that, right? As well. And again, he redshirted a year before that, so he's going to be a redshirt. He's going to be supposedly a redshirt sophomore there. And a lot of his teammates have already shouted him out for good reason, right? His high motor, you gotta play through the snap, right? This is simple fundamentals. If you're gonna play Pop Warner, things like that, hey, the coach is gonna tell you play through the whistles until the whistles won't. Do not slack off. And I've been watching a documentary on track. This is in the track category. It's called Sprint on Netflix, and I'll probably talk about it more on my other podcast, the EG3 podcast, when I wrap it all up. But the latest episode talks about, well, one of the Jamaican ladies, one of the more popular ladies, I should say, who won the 100 meters. Now I forget her name. Shame on me. But but she slacked off. And it cost her opportunity to defend that gold medal, right? So you got to play through the snap, and Ryan Davis, I'm not out there in the practice field. I'm not out there on the field with these guys, right? In these game type of situations. So again, if you're playing Pop Warner, they're going to teach you this again. And they're going to teach you this, well, again, the simple fundamentals. Play through the whistle. And Ryan Davis can definitely, from what I've been hearing, can do that. And we saw a little bit of that last year. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here on this Saturday edition of the podcast, July 19th, 2025. Five Saturdays, folks. Thinking about it, five Saturdays away. K-State's going to be taking the field here almost around this time against Iowa State. Crazy enough, folks. Crazy time. It's going to be right here in front of our laps, folks. We're going to be sitting, gathering around, whether you're going to Ireland again. Go to kstatesports.com. I don't know how many tickets are left. I have not been paying attention. I've been trying to get, because I might be out of the state that weekend. We'll have to see how it all maps out for me. I'm trying to map up a actual vacay on that particular weekend. I know there's stuff going on here in Kansas City, Missouri, but yours truly might be out of the state of Missouri that weekend. And that actually could come into a big Saturday along that. We'll have to see about that on kind of off book. But anyways, yeah, go check it out. And if y'all just looking at it now, y'all better hurry, because again, I don't know how many tickets are left on sale, because y'all should have had this mapped out. I'm sorry to be brutal against y'all, but again, go check it out. Again, we're gonna be gathering our TVs. If we're not going to Ireland, ESPN national televised game, K-State Iowa State. It seems like it owned us since Chris Klimas took in head coach of K-State. But again, it's been the last two seasons that Iowa State has owned K-State, including last year. And what could have been, K-State could have won that game last year. But again, fast forward, getting ready for this year. Avery Johnson's ready for revenge and company. Dylan Edwards, they're ready to rock and roll over there in Dublin, Ireland, including Ryan Davis and the Arizona native. Born from there, and he's currently majoring in business administration there. And again, just to remind people, three-year letter winner for Sandra Day O'Connor. He was viewed 50th best weak side defensive end in the class. Obviously, again, this class, I'm not going to repeat what I talked about 2 weeks ago when I made an episode about this 2023 class. This class featuring Johnson, Edwards, Jace Brown, Austin Romaine. They have their fingerprints all over this roster. So, again, if K-State's going to be contending for a spot in the Big 12 Championship this year and to fulfill their potential, they need a Ryan Davis. They need those guys to take steps forward. And that includes Avery Johnson as well. We heard bigger, stronger, faster. We get all that. But, yeah, I got to see it on the field come August 23rd. And I cannot wait. We are five Saturdays away from activity on the football side. K-State taking on Iowa State Cyclones in the Farmageddon edition. And I can't anxious to see what the next chapter awaits in this rivalry of Farmageddon. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And get, we're a podcast found free and available daily. We're on a chance to record content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Again, like, subscribe. You know what the deal is there. And you might want to do that now while we're in kind of still, I don't know how much we're going to have left of this calm period. There's things are going to ratchet up a little bit between, you know, you got the middle school, high school, college, NFL's going to be right around the corner with their Hall of Fame game here very soon as well. Coming back as well. So it's going to be here before we know it. It's going to be here for a blink of an eye. So if you're not subscribed to this podcast, I'll do so. Everyday content for your K-State Wildcats. Podbean app. Download the Podbean app now. Greer 3 Ace Podcast over there. That is Greer 3 Ace Podcast over there. That is G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-E a process podcast. For more bonus content, I think we're going to go hop on there this afternoon, myself and Alex Aiden, to get into this K-State roster for this year. And, of course, pass the word to a fellow K-State fan, an incoming freshman, or a veteran about the Pearl Project Podcast. We definitely appreciate your support. We have seen a steady climb throughout the summer, despite no sports. And that's kudos to you guys out there. We're thinking of it. I'm continuing to be blown away by you guys. Continue to listen to me talk passionately about K-State sports. Of course, you're truly a K-State alum from, not originally, but from K-State sports. That's going to wrap things up on another football edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a humid Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports.